Marikaba is on her daily commute to the local market to buy food for her family's dinner. She haggles, but the vendors refuse to budge. So the mother of six has to settle for what she can afford. A few onions, pepper, some rice and oil.
I can't afford to feed my family like I used to. Previously, I cooked 8 to 10 cups of rice for the family to eat well. Not anymore. No one eats properly these days. We eat just a little.
She says prices have tripled and there is no sign of any reduction. Sierra Leone's economy suffers from financial instability and mismanagement, exchange rate fluctuations and corruption. All that in addition to disruptions caused by three major disasters.
When COVID-19 began, Sierra Leone's economy was already struggling with the effects of a civil war and the Ebola virus. Those disasters devastated production, especially agriculture. And with rising poverty levels, many families here say they can hardly afford two meals a day.
Despite huge natural resources, one of the country's biggest challenges is how to grow its own food. The reliance on food imports is expected to continue for the foreseeable future.
Sierra Leone imports everything. You know, so there is that high demand for foreign exchange. You know. And when the demand for somebody's property is higher than yours, then the price goes up. You know, there is a simple saying, whenever the buyer is more anxious than the seller, the price will never come down.
The manufacturing sector, hit hard by the civil war, Ebola and COVID-19, is slowly coming back to life. But growth is stunted, just as the local currency, the Leone, continues to weaken against major currencies.
It is a very difficult situation at the moment, especially when the raw material prices have increased so much.
Costs for manufacturers have also risen so sharply that production has decreased. As prices rise, customers like Marikaba are suffering the effects. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Freetown, Sierra Leone.